Hi, everyone. Today's Knobpod Pomo's Mindful Musing harkens back to an episode I did several weeks ago with Mrs. Abramovitz. For those of you who heard that episode, she is an original. For those who haven't heard it, I'll go ahead and post it in the show notes for you to give a listen to because she's truly one of a kind. Well, not everybody feels as comfortable in their skin as Mrs. Abramovitz, and this was something that I had a conversation with my cousin Alyssa about recently. Alyssa is a coach to CEOs, and she told me about an article that they share with students at a business school where she sometimes comes in and gives a lecture. And the article was written a long time ago by Daniel Goleman. For those of you who don't know who Daniel Goleman is, he is the father of emotional intelligence. So I thought I would read you the article that Alyssa shares with, these are pretty high-achieving business students. Actually, they're at Stanford. Probably doesn't get much higher than that, but even those folks sometimes feel like they have imposter syndrome. I can't imagine. If you get into Stanford, how you can feel that way, but having some experiences in my own life of being in some of those high-level places, I know that I have felt that way, and I've had conversations with people who surprise me. Excuse me. They have felt that way too, and I often think, no way, you? So let me read you the article. Maybe there'll be a takeaway and something you'll have been the better for hearing in this mindful musing. Therapists Find Many Achievers Feel Their Fakes by Daniel Goleman. Buried in the hearts of many high achievers is the secret sense of being a fraud and the constant fear of being exposed. The conviction that one is a fake may be prevalent in as many as 2 in every 5 successful people in all varieties of careers, in the estimate of one researcher who has studied the phenomenon. And 70% of people have felt that way about themselves to be an imposter for at least one period of their lives. Despite their high test scores, advanced degrees, honors, awards, or promotions, victims of the imposter phenomenon persist in believing that they're less qualified than their peers and suffer from the fear of being found out, according to Joan Harvey, Dr. Joan Harvey, a psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. Dr. Harvey was one of several researchers who presented a paper on the topic at the meeting of the American Psychological Association last month in Toronto. Some very famous people have suffered from the feeling all their lives, despite their obvious abilities, Dr. Harvey said in an interview. Richard Burton, for example, shortly before his death said that inside he felt he was just a poor boy from a Welsh mining town and didn't really deserve all his fame. Such feelings are normal, researchers say, when someone moves into a new position, but ordinarily fade with time as the person masters his new role. One study, for example, found that most first-year graduate students felt like imposters, but that the feeling became progressively less severe as the students moved on through their years of study. The feeling's extremely common among psychiatric residents I work with, for example, Dr. Harvey said. They feel, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just faking it. The same seems to be true for physicians during their first year or so without supervision, just after they leave their internships and set up shops on their own. But unlike such normal adjustments to a new and unfamiliar role, the feeling of being an imposter can plague many people throughout their careers. Ironically, in those who are susceptible, the more they accomplish, the more likely it is that their feeling of fraudulence will grow. As additional success accumulate, imposter phenomenon victims fail to see in themselves evidence for their own competence, according to Dr. Harvey. Instead, because each success is experienced as either a fluke or as the result of Herculean effects, a pattern of self-doubt rather than self-confidence develops. Such people attribute their triumphs to temporary causes such as luck or irrelevancies, maybe like good looks and charm rather than ability. They don't, however, suffer from low self-esteem. Dr. Harvey understands that these folks see themselves as able, but not at the key activity they're involved in. For example, they may see themselves as charming rather than as competent. Even though they feel like imposters, they can still feel very good about themselves in other ways, Dr. Harvey said. In my therapy practice, I see many lawyers, doctors, and business executives who experience their success as fake, Dr. Pauline Clance said in an interview. Dr. Clance, with Dr. Suzanne Imes, wrote the original article on imposter phenomenon based on their clinical experience. We saw so many bright, high-achieving people in therapy who all said the same thing. I feel like an imposter. Originally, Dr. Clance proposed that the imposter feeling was more common in women than men. Later research has shown it to be equally prevalent in both. Women more readily talk about it, though, if you probe. You find the same sense of fraudulence in men, too. You have to break through the barriers of secrecy and shame that surround the feelings. For many people, the feeling of being an imposter is particularly strong at one point in life, only to fade as life proves to them they are truly able. There are several ways the imposter phenomenon can manifest itself, each in its own way reinforcing the person's feelings of fraudulence. According to Dr. Harvey, they include workaholics who attribute their achievements to their compulsive efforts, magical thinkers who prepare for tasks under the burden of intensive visions of failure, charmers who flatter or flirt with their supervisors while doubting their basic ability to succeed without these wiles. The feelings of fraudulence are so wedded to the person's self-image that they rarely feel it can be changed. Thus, it rarely occurs to them to seek therapy for it. By its very nature, Dr. Harvey points out, the imposter phenomenon is a secret. People rarely come into therapy with the problem as their chief complaint. But for those who suffer, simply talking about it openly with others who feel the same way can be enough to help them overcome their fears. When they realize other people have these feelings too, and that in light of their actual accomplishments, such feelings are just not realistic, it can be a terrific relief. So everyone, I will post a link in the show notes to the full article by Daniel Goldman. But in the meantime, I wanted you to just take away on for this mindful musing. People often feel the same way and nobody ever talks about it. We all do the best we can. Sometimes we feel more confident than others. Know that we're not alone and that there is help out there if it's something you'd like to get. Alrighty. Let's be like Mrs. Abramovitz, the best we can be with who we are. Take on the day and be of ease.